It is time for another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein of the Republican American. And we've already been warned that it's hot. Here's what we know so far. It's hot, and there's not a lot going on. How's that, Ruth?
That's accurate? Good intro, Jill. Good intro.
Okay, good.
It is hot, yes. So we'll start off in Canaan. As you know, Canaan's had this plan for a 20-lot subdivision up on Honey Hill off the Housatonic River, proposed by Bruce McGever. This has been going on quite a few months now, and he applied and then withdrew, and he reapplied, and now he has withdrawn it again. It's been kind of a controversial application. People in the neighborhood are concerned about mostly the traffic in and out in front of their houses, because the road into the subdivision, those who live on there will be affected. And so the applicant, Bruce McGever, who's being represented by George Johannesson of Allied Engineering, has applied for a text amendment to the regulations, and that means they wanted to have the regulations changed in some way. And the latest was asking that a cul-de-sac or a dead-end street be allowed to be expanded, made longer, and that more than a number of houses can be put on that cul-de-sac. It was the regulations now state 12, and as I say, they're looking for 20, and they want to extend the road. And so the commission held a public hearing, as they have to, and denied that request. And so this application has been withdrawn because of that decision, and as they said, we'll let you know what action we'll be taking going forward.
It seems it was withdrawn without prejudice, I presume.
Just said withdrawn.
That's interesting.
The commission just took his letter and said, okay. They didn't
that's
vote
kind
on
of
it.
A,
they just
without prejudice is kind of important if you're going to be resubmitting again.
That's true.
Right.
But also, you know, and I'm saying this because I'm fairly familiar with zoning and regulations and all.
Mm-hmm.
So without absolutely giving you a proof piece, changing the law, the zoning regulations, for a particular application,
No.
Go to the Zoning Board of Appeals to see if you can get a variance, but to change the law is absolutely, I'm fairly sure, no.
Illegal.
Yeah,
illegal. And I will
Thank
say,
you.
Chairman Tim Abbott reiterated that several times. He said, you know, if we're going to do this, and if we're making any, you
okay.
have to realize it's not because of this one, it applies to everything. And he was very clear on that and said it several times.
All right, one quick question, and that is, does the engineer, for either one of you, is that the appropriate person to do this bit, or is there another individual who would come in addition to?
It all depends on what you're looking at. There's all kinds of people involved in various aspects, from lawyers to engineers to, you know.
Anybody can apply in name of owner.
Depends on what you've asked for as to who you're going to have represent you. I'm sure there's a lawyer out there somewhere, but
Right now it's withdrawn, and so at the meeting the other night, the commissioners went around and around as to what to do next, and Tim Abbott urged his commission people to really research and and come up with something. He himself has looked at the regulations of 8 other towns. He pointed that out when it comes to this. He said, and, it's all over the map, but Johansson was looking for this road to be 4,000 feet, and that's the one thing Abbott said, the highest any other town has is 2,500 feet. So, and he kept stressing, you know, we need more flexibility when we're dealing with these things. But again, stressing, as you said, Mike, not spot zoning. It's not for one particular application. It has to go for everything.
Legal alarm bells on that if you make the change.
Because to continue
to pursue the idea really shouldn't happen. It should be no. This is a no. You either get a variance from ZBA or you're done.
I guess anybody can ask for a text amendment.
Well, yeah, but there again, you're saying we're doing it for this project. No.
Right. No.
You can't do that.
No. That's a no-no. So
for those of us in the back, where is this at? What happened?
Nothing until they come forward again.
Okay. Yeah, well, it's nowhere, and that's why I also asked if it was withdrawn without prejudice.
They did not say, they just read the letter saying he's withdrawn, and they took no action.
Yeah, the legal terminology is basically, if you're going without prejudice, that means that essentially you can bring back the same plan in general for resubmission once again. So, but if it's dismissed without that, essentially you're going to have a whole new plan.
Yeah.
Right.
This is a tricky situation.
We've all learned about without prejudice with Alec Baldwin, haven't we?
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Okay. As I said, not a lot of municipal activities this week. I guess everybody was just too hot, or if there were meetings, they were short and sweet. But there were a lot of recreational activities going on. Railroad Days up in Canaan is going full strength, even with the heat. The other night they had family fun night where they dropped ping pong balls down on Lawrence Field and kids raced to get it, and they had obstacle courses and karaoke and crafts and stuff, and it was a great turnout, even though it was hot. And looking ahead this week, this is the, again, there'll be lots of activities going on, but Saturday is the biggie with all sorts of activities. They have the boot drive. What do they call it? Boot drive?
Boot drive, yeah.
Yeah, where they
stand in the intersection and put money in the boot.
Exactly. Raise money for the fire department,
right.
And people are...
It's a good-sized boot, though. And I have to say that when I first came up here, even people who were congenitally... My friends, if they got caught... This is when I was a weekender for a very, very short time. But my friends, if they happened to hit the boot drive, were always reaching in their pockets. So I've always... And then, especially years later, running a nonprofit, I think a boot drive is the way to go. Stand in the intersection with a boot.
People just have to reach in their pockets.
You don't have to, but you're sort
you
of.
You don't,
a,
but you do.
You're sort of a numpty if you don't.
Yeah. And there will be this Triumph Airfield annual fly-in on West Main Street. There will be Housatonic Railroad. We'll have a railroad car and equipment and train display behind Union Station. St. Joseph Church, which is now St. Martin of Tours, always has its barbecue, chicken barbecue, which is very popular. And then, of course, there's the Fireman's Parade, which is brings out everybody lining the streets. And they always get a good turnout from dozens of fire companies. And it ends with a fireworks display, and this year there's going to be a drone show as well.
In front of the fireworks, yes.
Yeah.
Drone show.
Yes. And so
Mike's looking forward to the drone show.
Well, drone shows are fabulous. I mean, topping off the cake with the cherry now in North Canaan. Free fireworks and a free drone show, man.
And
I
don't even know what a drone show is, Michael.
Well, that's where the drones go up and they are choreographed. It's like dancers.
Oh, and so
they're lit up and they create images in the sky. They create images that are actually appear to be moving and walking, and it's just really, it's really awesome. If you go online, look up drone shows on YouTube, and you'll see examples of that.
Okay.
And
they can. Well,
they're just really fabulous.
That's going to bring out loads of people.
High
and,
technology.
and you know, it's free.
That's
you
right.
Stand on Main Street and or Lawrence Field or whatever, or if you're close enough in your backyard, and watch it all.
And this is Saturday, this is the 20th?
This is the 20th.
Yes, the 20th.
And I don't see any mention of a rain date, so.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah, so we'll
hope.
Cross our fingers and hope the weather stays good.
Yeah, and the Railroad Days now is under the auspices of the North Canaan Events Committee, and they're working really hard to expand and give more activities and do more things. It used to be just pretty much focused on Railroad Days, and now they're doing things year-round. And Jen Crane is chairman of that. She's worked very hard, and hats off to all of them. It's not easy, and she's commandeered a whole slew of volunteers. They were all out there the other night, and good for them, trying to bring activity to North Canaan. And then we have, of course, yesterday the car show in Falls Village. On Sunday, the car show and car and motorcycle show.
I certainly saw people leaving. Was it its usual well attended?
I can't hear you, Jill. I'm sorry.
Rhonda knows. Was it the usual well attended as it has been?
It was extremely well attended. It was very, very warm, as you know, on Sunday, and but they registered 511 cars, and that's not to say there weren't others who weren't. There were shuttles back and forth because you had to park a gazillion miles away, but organized very well. The FFA kids, they get the proceeds from this, so they were many of them there helping out and shuttling and doing everything else. As usual, there were a bevy of really old, beautiful cars and motorcycles and fancy all kinds of vehicles. And it went off. And Judy and Denny Jacobs, who really organized this whole thing of Jacobs Garage, were very pleased with how it worked out. They had Steve Dunn playing music. They had loads of food trucks. There were car raffles. I was glad to see it worked out well. Last year it poured, and so that put a damper on things. But this year the heat did not.
No pun intended. Sorry. By and large, I will say though that they have an IN because. Usually the 14th is pretty. The weather's been spectacular. What year is this? Do you remember, Mike, Ruth?
No.
Okay. Well, whatever it is, they've maybe had two, maybe three out of a bunch.
Like, yeah.
Everybody would want their average to be that good.
Do they come from all over. Talking to people.
Because after the first year, this was the thing. It started.
As an anniversary
for a celebration for the garage, and it was so good that it almost—I mean, I'm not going to say instantly. Nothing literally happens overnight like that, but it became a fixture on that circuit, and nobody expected that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It is, and it's real, and people plan it like people.
They plan their vacations around it.
I plan my travels around it as much as good for them doing it all. I avoid the area.
For example, see.
It'd be like being on I-95 down in the Gold Coast, just sitting there.
it's quite the thing. But they're in and by, and the library had a huge tag sale, and they had some really good bargains. People were just wanted to be out and about, and it was a good day. The Mohawk Mountain Snow Exhibit is really interesting at the Cornwall Historical Society. I would urge people to go and see it. It's open on weekends. Really gives a history about Mohawk Mountain and how it was the first place where snow was man-made. And
you mentioned that. Is that the first place ever?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just like the ski jumps are the, it's like we've got a couple of evers here.
I wonder how they started making it.
It's a very
exhibit.
He started by putting ice down, and that didn't work. Piles of ice because it melted soon after, and then they came up with this compressed air sort of thing, and it's really fascinating, and I would urge people, especially in this weather, to go cool off and see what a really amazing thing is here right in our midst. This was the first snowmaking place ever,
And this exhibit is where? Maybe I missed it.
Cornwall.
Oh, Cornwall, that's a big place,
Yeah,
specific.
Pine Street, and it's there, as they say, they were open on weekends. And also in Cornwall, they had their July Fest on Saturday. Again, it was pretty hot, but people came out. They had food trucks. They had the Two Blue Band. They had face painting and all little games, things for kids. It's put on by Park and Recreation, and they said it used to be for July 4th, but that coincided with a lot of other things, so they moved the date, and it's held on the green, and people came out, and all kinds of good food on these food trucks that were very tempting. So if you didn't want to cook on a hot night, it was a perfect place. Speaking of that, keeping cool, 45 on Main Creamery and Chocolatier in Kent celebrated its first birthday this week. It's become a very popular place in Kent, and Gary Kidd, the owner, has been very creative, and he's very good about supporting all the activities and civic organizations in town. And so he put on a sort of a party, and a lot of good sports came out to get dunked, including First Selectman Marty Lindenmeyer and State Rep Maria Horn and our state trooper, Vicki Donahoe. And they took a, well, I guess it wasn't such a bad thing. It was very hot, but they went into the machine and got dunked, Vicki even in her police uniform. So there were lots of activities going on, and the place was mobbed. And a nice commercial establishment that's really become part of the town. So lots of people were out there having fun and saluting the store.
And filling up on sweets.
Lots of sweets. Tired, yes.
My kind of place. Yeah. If they have an apartment over there, I'll go rent it.
Well, you can afford it, Mike. You're slim.
That's right. It all just
fades
away.
And let's see, looking ahead, I guess we've got, as they say, railroad days coming up on the there are things going on all week, but mostly on the 20th. And
the carnival is the next biggest thing that's going on. That
starts on
Wednesday.
Wednesday, yeah.
17th.
Wednesday, and that goes through till Saturday.
Saturday. That's always an attraction for young and old. And I think, I'm really...
Well, no, you know what? We're at that point.
You're good.
As much as you thought we couldn't fill the time slot, we have successfully done
it. We managed
it.
As per usual, we find a way.
Yeah.
So I will say we really appreciate you and finding a way, and thank you very much, Ruth Epstein. This has been another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein of the Republican American on Robin Hood Radio.